Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Melody, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Been a beautiful day.
Beautiful day here also. A little cloudy today. Not as pretty as yesterday, but we'll take it.
My apple tree's all full of bloom. It smells so sweet. Marsha's lilac bush is blooming, and I have no complaints. I mean, it's just been a gorgeous day. I've been in the office all day, but it's still pretty.
One of my favorite flowers are lilacs.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
She has a shoot off her grandma's bush, been in the yard for a long time, and it's just, when it blooms, it just smells so good. And boy, it attracts a lot of butterflies, too.
Yeah, they do. I remember, not to go off on the subject of lilacs, but I'm going to.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's my program. I can do what I want. Anyway, I used to, when I was in the insurance business, so one of my states that I was in charge of marketing was Utah, and I would have to go to Utah pretty much every month, and I'd have to drive up to Brigham, which is in the northern part of Utah, and you'd go up over this big old mountain pass, and you'd come down this big old mountain, and as you were going into the valley before you were getting going, you know, it was probably maybe 20 miles from Brigham, I think, or maybe a little closer, the lilacs, it was nothing. The whole area wasn't anything but lilacs. And I can still remember coming down that mountain and getting into, just coming off that mountain, as soon as you kind of straightened out, you were just hit with the fragrance of lilacs. It was beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And I can remember it to this day. It was awesome. I mean, it was just lilacs everywhere. Just everywhere.
You know, you awesome. Can't bottle a scent like that, can you?
No, you can't.
It's a shame because it's so good. And apple blossom, I think, my favorite. I mean, sat up my back deck that day and the wind just blowing a certain way, and my gosh, I wish it just keep coming that way. I couldn't breathe it fast enough. It smells so good.
Yes, lilacs, hyacinths. I love the gardenias. I love the very fragrant flowers. They're just lily of the valley is actually my favorite flower of all time. But, and you know, it's funny, roses just don't have the same smell anymore that they, or the fragrance that they had. I can remember being a little girl, and I mean, roses used to produce a very strong fragrance, but I think because they've done so much interbreeding of roses,
they have.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but get you some wild roses. They still grow along the highway, and they're the most fragrant. They're not as big as blooms, but they smell the best.
Okay. All right. Let's
now
get
for
to
all that, no charge.
No charge. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the gold prices today. Started off good, had a weakening later on the day, but we're still up $1.50. New York spot price aftermarket, $1,278. Silver was down 6 pennies today, but we're still above 1504. Platinum was up $3 at 890. Palladium was down one at 1423. The USDX today was stronger by 0.10. at 98.18. Crude oil was down 87 cents at 65.02. And the paper markets today, I didn't really follow them today. Pretty much the Dow is down, you know, from early morning to now, 134 points, 26,462. The NASDAQ was up 16, 8,118. And the S&P is basically unchanged at 29.26. 10-year yield, 2.53%. And let's see if there's any other interesting news out there that's worth repeating as far as when it comes to finances here. I did see some pretty good numbers in some of the we still have the strong dollar, which is sending the emergency currency index to a 3-month low. Let's see if there was anything interesting. Durable good orders were up in March, a pretty good solid 2.7%. U.S. weekly jobless claims, they posted the biggest rise in 19 months. World stocks slipped. The euro suffers. So, I mean, it's the Bank of Japan that has committed to very low rates, at least through 2020. So stimulus is going to continue there. It's just kind of a China dollar bond default test bank guarantees for the first time. I guess that's would pretty much be the kind of the most interesting one. An article out of Bloomberg talks about investors' faith in the Chinese dollar bonds backed by banks is about to be tested. The China Minsheng Investment Group Corp said last week cross default clauses have been triggered on dollar bonds worth $800 million. And you know what, Butch, $800 million anymore just doesn't seem like a whole lot of money.
No, it doesn't. Not when it comes to spending money with the government, it doesn't.
No, I mean, this is almost a billion dollars. And these include $300 million of debt that carries a standby letter of credit from China Construction Bank Corporation, effectively a pledge to repay if the borrower can't. So, you know, it'll test investor confidence a little bit. But, you know, like I said, it's really not a whole lot of money. But you'll never know what something might catch on, you know, where you might have a little bit of contagion, perhaps in another, you know, bond or something else that might be a little closer to defaulting that might push them into a default. So, you know, but other than that, you know, Butch, all eyes has been on to today. The Joe Biden is finally after how many months?
Oh, yes.
Plating. I mean,
he's 8% ahead of Trump already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, why would anybody want a president that takes 8 months to decide whether he's going to run or not?
I don't know. Why would you want somebody that can't make a decision?
Pardon?
I certainly am not going to support him, but I don't support either one of them. So there you go.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, it's just, it's starting. The election year cycle is starting.
What's about 24, 25 Democrats running now, I believe it is?
Is it that many now?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It sure is. I don't know how. I mean, that's a lot of them. I guess we'll weed out pretty fast, quite obviously, but we will see. It's interesting. I don't think there have been that many run at one time before. I think the Republicans had 16 the last time, right?
They did. They did.
So they moved up a few notches, about 9 or 10 more of them.
They did. So
we'll see.
We'll see. But you know what? They're all the same.
They really are. But I mean, basically they are the same. You're right.
So well,
you don't want to hear that, but it doesn't change the fact.
Doesn't change the fact. So.
So anyway, can I share a little article that I think is really some good news for change?
Sure.
I mean, I think you like this. I know I did. It kind of warmed my heart. Rather than ticketing a young man for driving illegally, officer gave him a ride to his job interview. I thought this is what cops used to do. Most people are not particularly thrilled to be pulled over by police officers, especially not when they are legally driving to an important job interview. But rather than being issued a ticket, Kashawn Baldwin was offered a ride. A 22-year-old man from Chacoya, Illinois, had been pulled over by Officer Roger Gimmels for driving a car with expired license plates last week. Not only that, Baldwin says that he did not have a valid driver's license. Wow, he could have got shot. Anyway, Baldwin explained how he had borrowed his friend's car and opted to drive illegally because he was on his way to a job interview and he had no other means of transportation. He was very respectful when I pulled him over, and you could just tell, I could just feel that he really was wanting to get to the job interview, Gilmore told CNN. Upon hearing his story, Gilmore simply offered to give Baldwin a ride to the interview. Baldwin was only a few minutes late. He ended up landing the job, and he says that he's extremely grateful to Jamal's for his part in helping him get to the interview. Now, that's a heartwarming story, Melody.
Yes, it is.
It is. It really is. I mean, the cop gave him a ticket and said, tough luck. But he put him in his cruiser and took him on to the job interview, and he got the job. Now, this gentleman would probably never forget that. That's beautiful. I mean, what can I say? That just touched my heart when I read that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get pulled over, you know what to say to get out of a ticket.
Oh, gracious. And before getting a whole other stuff, I want to answer a question. I got a letter here from one of the people listening to our broadcast, your broadcast. I'm on here with you. And he's been a long time listener of mine on the program for a long time, but on my radio show. But he said he bothered when you and I discussed that no one has a right to health care, and he read it completely wrong. He read it that he said that Christ come to heal everybody. But that wasn't our point, was it, Melody? We were talking about no one has a right to make you and I pay for their health care. You follow what I'm saying? Are you there, Melody?
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. I am.
Anyway, but you know, he said blood froze when he heard that and said it, there was ugly words. No, they weren't. We were just telling like it is. No one on this earth is guaranteed health care from their neighbors. Now, it'd be nice if it'd be that way and it worked out like it was all just one happy family, but it's not that way. No one's guaranteed health care on this earth. No one should have to pay for your care. And that we weren't talking about Christ healing people. We're talking about people who can't afford to pay for their own, much less yours also. They also mentioned, of course, about money and gold and silver. And I don't know where people get this from. They're almost too hyper-Christian sometimes. But you have to have some means of paying your bills or buying gasoline or going to the store. We say gold and silver is evil to have. No. It's better than paper money because paper money is an unjust weight and balance. And every time this gentleman or lady passes a dollar to a clerk at the store, she has stole from that clerk and that business. Now, I'm telling you the truth, people. You're passing a non-item, a completely worthless entity for something of value, so you're stealing. Gold and silver is honest, as the Bible tells us to trade in that and use that for money because it's of value in itself. Paper has no value in itself at all. So please, people, understand this. We're not here telling you to worship gold and silver. We're here to tell you that it's an honest way to pay your bills and survive when things get tough. Please, please, please quit believing the lies of the devil when it comes to tell you that you shouldn't want to have some kind of way to save your finances, to help your family if you pass away, pay the bills when you're gone. But every time you use paper money, you are committing a sin against a righteous God. We all do it. That's our curse. But every time you do it, you're sinning. Unjust weight and measure. Melody, I'll shut up, but I had to get that out because it's so important. People don't realize that we are actually using an abomination before God. It's part of our curse. It's called a fiat currency.
You're absolutely correct. And I just want to say this about health care. You know, health care is not a right. We have the right to have it if we can pay for it, but it's not a born, given right. And the thing of it is, if you go back and we look at our health care in the past, you used to have community hospitals that were there for those who couldn't afford.
That's right.
Even your communities would have, you know, some sort of where you would pay $35 a month. So if you had an emergency or something like that, you know, you could go to the hospital and you'd be under their care and so forth. But that all changed. When hospitals began to work for profit, that's changed. So if you want to talk about evil and doing bad, look to those people, the communities who destroyed the health system for everyone to have access to it. And look to the hospitals, look to the doctors, look to the lobbyists, look to Washington, D.C. Look to the insurance companies who have destroyed it. So, and because they destroyed it, doesn't mean, I mean, yes, if you can afford your insurance, well, go buy it. You have that right to buy it, just like you have the right to go buy a car if you have the money for it. But you're not going to ask your neighbor for money so you can go buy a car.
Well, I get ready to ask you that. Can I borrow some money off you to go buy a car?
How much do you want?
I don't know.
I think yesterday I loaned you $1 billion, wasn't it? Or the other day I loaned you $1 billion or something?
Well, I'll pay the interest on sometime next 50 years.
So the problem is, and if you go back to the healthcare system and you look how it's all changed, a lot of that is all related to our fiat currency, which is evil.
That's right.
And that's what it all stems from. You know.
Very true.
And we have a lot of people on this system that don't put anything into it. You know, it's not right that people get the same type of care for a dollar versus someone who pays $1,500 a month. You know, it's
very true.
You know, I just don't understand it. I had someone look me straight in the eyes one day. We were talking about health care, and they couldn't afford their health care, and they were pro Affordable Care Act. So they said, "You don't want me to have health insurance." Yes, I want you to have health insurance, but I don't want to pay for it.
And that's a very fair statement. I've said this 1,000 times. If they pass a law and say we're going to take your money to pay somebody else's bills, welfare, food stamps, I don't care what it is, that's stealing. Maybe it's done in a legal system, but it's still ungodly, it's unlawful, and it's as bad as stealing with a gun. It's stealing without my permission to take my money that I've earned, the funds that I've earned. I sold my life to earn. That's what life is. You sell your time at work, you're selling your life. When I bargained for that, to sell part of my life for that fund, those funds that day, you take it without my permission. That is stealing. That's all there is to it. People need to understand this. That is stealing. And to, Melody, to want to demand you to pay for my health care is coveting, which is a sin according to the Bible, like idolatry. That's what the Bible says. Covetousness is idolatry. When someone covets your funds to pay for their stuff, it is idolatry. That's the Bible, Colossians.
And you know what? And I agree. I mean, and I believe in the estate tax. I believe in the estate tax, because you do have, you know, these ultra wealthy. They do get benefits from all the loopholes that government gives them. They get subsidies from government gives them, and so forth and whatnot. So, you know, let's just close all the loopholes so they don't. I don't think you should take their money so they can pay for other systems. Let's just close the loopholes. Have a flat tax. Everybody pays the same darn thing, and be done with it.
Yeah,
you know, and
I agree.
You know, yes, I agree that, you know, some of these taxes and everything is illegal, and I get all that. But let's work in today's world and with what we got. Let's change it. But that's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. That's not going to happen. They don't want things to be fair. They want it to be lopsided. They want it to be divided. That's their democracy. We don't have a democracy. That's why we had a republic, so we wouldn't get in this position. But they've changed it. Anyway, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is my cue to come back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you know, Butch, we were going, and I'm not going to continue this much longer. I just want to say one thing. And it's not like we're sounding that we don't want to help people or that, we should always try and help people through their difficult times. I understand that. But you know what? As long as we have you have to ask yourself why so many can't afford. It's because of the fiat dollar. It's because everything is so expensive. It's inflation. It's inflation. Your dollar is buying less every day. It takes more of those dollars to buy the same thing. If you go back prior to the 70s, there was very little inflation. Prices didn't change. It only changed from true supply and demand. But it didn't change. They just didn't go up. So people can't afford it.
Well, again, I don't mind helping anybody. And believe me, I do tithe what the Lord blessed me with. I try to help all the people I can. But I don't like being forced to help somebody when I don't think it being necessary. That's stealing. No matter what you call it, it's still stealing. I don't mind volunteering my funds if I have them, and I do. Believe me, I do. But I don't like being forced to help people that don't want to work, and millions of them don't want to work. They want to live off us. So that's called
idolatry. And that hurts those who really need it. You know?
Of course. That cuts back on our funds. And you know, and now we're seeing here that this ties into a kind of, you know, the Department of Homeland Security released 7,000 illegals in this country in the last 5 days. And mainly they take them over by the busloads, turn them loose in towns and on the border, and they promise that they'll show up for an immigration hearing sometimes years later, and most of them never show up for a hearing, of course. Mm-hmm. But in the last 2 weeks, they let off 7,000 of them. Now, where do these people go? And it's happening every day. It's happening every day. Where are they going? Who's feeding them? Who's taking care of them? Most of them can't even speak English. Melody, who's feeding those people? How are they doing that? And how many can we handle before the whole thing collapses?
I don't.
That's sad.
It is.
You know, and I really feel for the people. I know some of them are really sincere people trying to find a better way and a better life. But we can't feed them all. And that's not being heartless. That's Bible. Charity begins at home. If we don't take care of our own first, then we deny the Word of God.
We
help all we can, but we can't help everybody.
If we really wanted to help these people, we would start in their own country. But we're already we just hand them over money. Well,
yeah.
That's not going to work. Giving them billions of dollars just goes into the politicians' pockets. It doesn't show them how to, you know, farm or whatever you have to do in those areas and so forth. But then again, we helped Mexico. Now all our jobs have gone to Mexico. So that's what you get. So, how do you fix the problem?
Well, you close the border, but that just isn't happening. I mean, one of the so-called militia men who was catching several hundred a week along the border is now in jail. He just got beat up in jail, by the way, pretty badly. Trump has the authority to close the border. Nobody wants to do it, and you know he said he's going to do it no matter what, and it'll cut back on so many billions of dollars worth of trade, so he backed off. So we let them poison us one dose at a time. We cut it off and suffer through the trade loss for a while till we get it fixed. Which is best?
What?
Ridiculous. Yes. Say, which is best, to cut it off right now and suffer for a while with the trade loss, or let them beat us to death every day a little bit at a time?
But the thing of it is, I understand with the trade laws, but they can't afford to do it because that would bring the system down. And that's they can't do. And I agree with you. I mean, no, I'm not supporting. I'm not arguing against, you know. But I'm just saying that's why they won't. That's why they can't. And it's really that simple.
Well, it's death either way. You know that.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going to make them turn around is when our economy collapses. Because that's what we saw before. We saw the numbers drop, but now when, you know, all everybody hears is, you know, what a great economy we have going now, they come up here supposedly for jobs. But you know what? They want them in here. I was listening to these so-called experts on one of these programs, and they're talking about, oh, you know, we're going to have the same problem as Japan does, you know, because we have an aging population. We need to have these young workers in this country because to do these jobs. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with everybody? You know, why don't you address the problem? Why we don't have the youth anymore
there
that
you
we
go.
Have?
Absolutely.
Why are families, you know, why are young people putting off having families and then only having one child? Why don't we address those problems?
And why have you murdered 100 million of them anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't care what anybody says or who's trying to fix it and so forth. The real problems. Let's address the real problem. But they can't.
Totally
or
agree.
They won't. They could, but they don't.
Well,
money.
It is about money. And I'm just reading today that several states, New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and California, are losing population now because of higher taxes all the time. And instead of addressing the issue and trying to stop the taxation and build a population of workers, they keep taxing more and more people leave. Mainly, it's just a vicious circle that these people can't seem to grasp the idea that you can't tax the people to prosperity. What is it? Are they mentally incapable of understanding that?
Maybe they're smoking some of that legal marijuana.
It could be. I have no idea. But if you're losing population, you might want to rethink what you're doing. You know, it's just ridiculous.
The way I view everything, and everyone knows where I'm going with this. You know, the reason that they have those problems and they think is all because there's nothing else for them to do. This is the only road that they know. It's the only road that they can take until they run out of road. And that's why there isn't anything that makes sense on what they create. Because it's the only thing they can do because they can't address what happens if they don't do it what they're doing now. They don't want to address a collapse. They don't want to address a reset of our currency. They don't want to address the default on our debt. They don't want to address the situations that arise from that, like social unrest and everything else that comes with it. So what are they going to do? And that's why there isn't anything that makes sense of what they're doing, because they're just grasping at straws. And I believe that's how desperate they are. And I believe that's how close they are.
Well, they are getting desperate. I mean,
yeah.
And every way, and I have to give them credit for one thing, though. They can find more ways to tax us than we could ever imagine in 10 lifetimes.
Sure.
I mean, they come up that, I just reading here that California is asking restaurants to add 1% to everybody's bills to pay for climate change. I mean, they just won't do it, and this, you know, they expect people to just bring the money out and do it.
Well, people don't know.
They don't know. They don't pay attention. You know, and they said it's better than raising taxes on the property owners. I see that point.
But they're going to do it to the property owners anyway.
They do. That's a problem. They don't know any different. Like you said, I don't know how to get people to understand this. And a 1% drop in, when you go out and eat a dinner, and 1% more is 1% more. If you eat that, you know, say, even 25 times a year, once a month, whatever. That's 1% of what's going in. It's going into whose pocket? Who's getting this money to they call it Restore California's Renewable Restaurant. They call the announcement Restore California's Renewable Restaurants. That's what they're calling this movement. And it goes to the California Air Resources Board. But how do you know that money's going for anything to do with the climate? Who's paying the salary of this board? Who's paying for the benefits? Think, people, think. I mean, how do you feel that 1%, and they say get in a couple $1 billion, they got to pay for the workers to run that board, take care of the benefits, take care of the equipment. So, I don't know. This just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, they just create these various departments and so forth, and you know, another one will be spawned from that one. And you're right, and people don't know that. I mean, living in a tourist city, I heard the stories where, you know, the mayor will get together and it's like, well, with the Restaurant and Hotel Association says, hey, you know, you got to increase taxes by 1%. So you have hotels and everything else just slapping on 1% or 2%. People going to these places for vacation and holiday, they don't know what 1% is and so forth. That's all built into, you know, if you look at your bill, just like your phone bill, heck, my phone bill would be half of what it is if you took away all the taxes and.
Yeah, they're right. Yep.
Your power bill and everything else. You took away all these, you know, fees and everything else. They wouldn't be so bad. It's ridiculous. And what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, what can you do unless you. We start another 1776. I don't see it happening, anything changing. I really don't. And as long as the people tolerate it, they're going to keep on doing it. And I know this kind of hurts people to hear this, but the fault of all this lays at our feet, not the government. The government's doing what the government does. It bleeds us dry to feed itself. That's what government does. Until we cut off supply, it's going to keep on doing that. And the people as a whole are not saying much about it yet. They're going to put Biden or somebody in who's going to promise them all kinds of benefits. You know, who knows what they're going to promise to get them to come over to the Democrats. And of course, again, I'm not a Trump fan either. The point of it is the people are not revolting against what's going on. They may whimper and whine, but they're right along with it.
Well,
that's the sad part.
I mean, we talked about this a long time ago. We're all frogs in a boiling pot. People out there don't really see what's happening because they've done it so slowly, and until it's too late. And that's pretty much where we are.
Well,
the frogs in the boiling pot.
Yeah, you're right. Time to figure out your bowl and bone. You already cooked.
This
article, I think, goes along with that because American stress, worry, and anger intensified in 2018. So America is among the most stressed in the world. Nearly half, 45% feel worried a lot. More than one in five feel angry a lot. And I think I see this one of the reasons why, because it keeps going further and further in the wrong direction. And maybe they don't know the answer. They don't know how to fix it. Whatever it is. But people are becoming depressed and frustrated and angry. And now with the different factions in the country, I mean, Melody, I've been in this country for a long time, 70 years. I've never seen the nation so divided in so many different directions. Have you?
No, I haven't. I mean, we were always sort of, sure there was always the groups and so forth, but never to the degree that it is today. You know, but then again, you know, I've talked to people and they say, well, you know, if you go back here and then it was just as divided and so forth. And maybe it's just so divided because we're here today. And this is what's happening today.
I can't speak on back in the, I was born back in the, lived through the 50s, but I was just a child. I had no idea. But I've been in active society since the 70s, since I got married. And I can see a lot of things that weren't going on then are going on now. And a lot of moral issues to start with.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't even tolerate it. And a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Not just the way it is. I can't do anything about it. It's the way it is. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. If the church today in America can't see what's coming on this land and are not preparing themselves to face what's coming, they're the ones that die in God, not us. The wise people, if you know a blizzard's coming, Melody, you make sure you have wood in the fire, in a house for heat. Maybe if it's going to last for a week or two, you try to prepare what you can to have food and everything handy to the house. You prepare for that. That's the wise thing to do. But Americans as a whole have lost the idea of personal responsibility. Oh, it'll come, but the government take care of us. And that's just the way it is. Even the Christians do that. That is idolatry.
Well, you know, it all comes back to, you know, when they took us off the standard and we had the social programs being created, and they're a very patient group of elitist, I guess, and you know, it's part by design, but it's also, you know, they use, you know, our growth against us instead, yes, of for us.
Yes.
And so,
well, they take our wealth, Melody, and destroy, yeah, our nation.
Yeah,
they do that.
Yes, they do.
And there's no point in even trying to figure out anything else but that. They take our money. They do things that you and I don't believe in. You know, Thomas Jefferson said something, this is a paraphrase, but to tax a man to pay for something he doesn't believe in is the worst crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to force you to pay something that you know is wrong. It's against God's will, maybe, like murdering babies, abortion. But you take the federal funds and they do that. That bothers me a lot. And it's against everything the Word of God says and just even what nature says. So, but they do it all the time. So it's one of the worst tyrannies. It's just take somebody's earnings and their livelihood to fund something that they know is wrong. Welcome to America today.
Yeah. But anyway, what's next?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about electric cars, right? It's going to save the world. Electric cars are going to save the world. And I knew that can be right, because how much energy does it take to produce electricity? We're talking about gas-powered plants, coal-powered plants, whatever they're powering with. How much energy does it take to produce electricity? They have finally figured it out. Germany figured it out. Electric vehicles emit more CO2 than diesel ones. Electric vehicles in Germany account for more CO2 emissions than diesel ones, according to a study by German scientists. When CO2 emissions linked to the production of batteries and German energy mix, in which coal still plays an important role, are taken into consideration, electric vehicles emit 11% to 28% more than their diesel counterparts, according to the study presented, you know, at the Institute in Munich. So electric cars take more energy to run than diesel or gasoline cars. Now think about that. Everybody thinks it's going to save our environment going electric. Somebody's got to manufacture electric to do that. Somebody's got to build the batteries. All those things got to be done. It takes energy. So electric cars, folks, will not lower energy costs. It'll cost more and puts out more pollution in the air. Now, there you go. It's a scientific fact. I'm not making up. This is a scientific study. It's not me saying it. It's him saying it. I'm just sharing it.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. We'll be heading right back after this break.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you give us a call and visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And let's see what else is going on. I don't have a special. We're kind of ending up the month. We got a couple more days today and 2 days next week. And we have some Silver Eagles. They're a buy right now, a steal. So quarter ounce gold eagles, 1/10 ounce gold eagles if you're looking for some fractional gold pieces. And, of course, the $20 gold pieces are still a steal. You should be backing up your truck for those because they're at 25-year lows, the premium. So again, their prices are to where a couple bucks more than a gold eagle coin, you can be buying $20 gold pieces. In fact, I bet with a premium on quarter ounce gold eagles, if you took 4 quarter ounce gold eagles, you'd probably pay more for that than a $20 gold piece. That's how low those premiums are.
How much is a gold piece now, $20 gold piece?
It varies. You're probably, 1375.
That is a good deal. Wow. Yeah. I remember those were $1,700, $1,800.
Oh, I remember when they were much higher than that.
I can remember that. And how much are Silver Eagles now?
Silver Eagles are about $1,780, $1,785.
Wow.
But there is still a delay on the Treasuries ran out once again, and there's a little bit of a delay, a couple week delay on the Silver Eagles.
Well, regular older silver dollars, how much are they going for now, though?
Oh, they haven't changed in a long time. They depending on the condition, they range anywhere from, 19 to 27.
Now, is a Silver Eagle one of the best buys in silver?
Well, I mean, each has a different purpose and a, you buy a Silver Eagle, they're 1 ounce. The 90% silver, the 50-cent pieces, you're not getting a full ounce, but they're still spendable. The old silver dollars, you're paying a little bit more supply and demand. There's not a lot of supply. They have a limited inventory. So you pay a more of a premium. So it really does depend individually what their objective is when they're purchasing gold and silver. The nice thing about it is to get you diversify. Depending on what you're purchasing for, other than just the silver content. I have people who buy bars. I have people who buy rounds. I have people. So, and that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. There isn't one better than the other. They each have a purpose and a place in a portfolio. And by Discount Gold and Silver and myself, we listen. And then we can guide you and make recommendations on which one fits your needs. And we don't push any one particular coin because we make a better percentage in commissions. We don't do that. So
I will say that you're the most honest dealer I've ever worked with, ever. What are the silver rounds going for now?
Oh, they run about $1 over spot.
About 15.
16.0. Yeah, well, spot size would be 16.04.
That is a good buy. And they're 9%. They're 90. No, 99.9% silver, right?
99.9. Yeah, here. Wow. They're 1 ounce. Yeah. And we stick to the. I don't get into, someone wanted to know one day if I had a silver, silver round that had the imprint of a wolf or something that somebody else. No, I don't do that. We buy basics. We buy the most recognizable, the most acceptable. And when it comes to silver rounds, we do the buffaloes, the Indian buffaloes. Everybody loves them. They're well-known, highly recognizable. There's a couple of manufacturers that Silvertown releases those, and we can actually save a nickel or two if we do the CNT's silver rounds. So that's the ones we get. The design's the same and everything. But you know, listeners don't know this. Buyers don't know this, but we know this. So, you know, you get the best buy here at Discount Gold and Silver. So stay away. You know, we're not people that I deal with. We're not hobbyists. You have hobbyists, you have investors, you have collectors. We fall in the middle. Hobbyists are those who want, you know, who go online, they find, you know, maybe a silver round that's minted on the day of their birthday or something like that, or a holiday round or, you know, something like that. That's a hobbyist. You know, they're really not there buying to protect their purchasing power. They're there for the enjoyment. Then you have investors who want to preserve their purchasing power. That's us. So it does matter what you buy. You don't want to buy a lot of those one-of-a-kind silly things that you end up paying more for, because then you're not getting as much product for your dollar as you should. And then, of course, there's the collectors, the rare coins. Not numismatics, semi-numismatics, but the rare coins, the ones that cost $250,000. Coins that cost $50,000. Coins that cost one coin, $25,000, $30,000. That goes to a true collector or somebody of more wealth. So,
well, I think I may be interested in getting a few rounds myself. I'll talk to you about that after a hour tomorrow. Because I like silver. I just, mm-hmm. I really do. And I buy the Eagles, as you know, to give my grandbabies a gift and on the birthday, because I think it's a beautiful gift, a keepsake they can use later if they want to. But I do like silver rounds, and the price on those silver rounds right now is tremendous. I mean, $16 a piece, that is really inexpensive for, you know, pure silver, 1 ounce pure silver. Wow, that's excellent. And how about the, I call it the, what do you call it, the brick of silver, what do you call the 1 pound silver bars?
I don't sell 1 pound silver bars. Anytime you buy your silver by the pound, you're getting taken.
Okay.
You know, if you buy silver by the pound, you're getting taken. Because most people don't know.
And folks, now you see what I deal with Melody Seastrom. She won't sell you something just for selling you something. She will tell you the truth.
Yeah. So
that's the best thing anybody can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So 800-375-4188. You know, I was listening to some stations. I don't mean to go back to Biden, but he's had quite a history. And you know what? If he gets the Democrat nomination, then I really do think they want Trump in office again, because there's no way Biden can beat Trump. Absolutely no way. Joe Biden cannot beat Donald Trump.
Why do you say that?
He has too much baggage. Joe Biden is the same as Hillary Clinton. Too much baggage. I mean, he can run the sympathy card to some degree because of his son, his first wife, and I mean, you know, but I mean, if you look at some of the things that he has done, I mean, and some of the things that he's said, and that's all the Republicans, that's all that President Trump has to, President Trump, I think, could chew up and spit Biden out. I don't think Bernie Sanders, I think, is different.
Well, both of them are about useless as far as ever doing anything.
Well, I agree with that, but we're talking about the 2020 election and who can beat Trump. And I don't think Joe Biden can. So it makes me wonder, they're so gung-ho on Biden, maybe they want Donald Trump to win. Maybe the elite want him to win for whatever reason. I don't know. Just a thought. And I know a lot of people got angry with me for saying that, but...
Yeah, like I always say, I love them, I really do, but they either get over or die that way. What can I say, you know? Just what it is. You try to tell the truth, and if they don't agree, and listen, if they don't agree with our opinion, that's fine. Everybody can have their own opinion. We don't have to hate each other. We can share our opinions, but it's facts and truths that make the difference. You can't argue with the truth, or you can, but you can't change it.
But you got,
is that right?
That you're right. You're always that, right.
Well, my goodness, she's catching on, folks. But anyway, wow. Thank you, but I know that's not true, but thank you. I guess you saw, too, the Netflix is going further in debt. You see that?
I did.
Another $2 billion, $12.3 billion already in debt. Netflix, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, people either bought your movies on there or don't. I mean, why the $12.3 billion in debt? What's, I don't get this. They're doing this for the seventh time, you know, selling unsecured bonds to raise money. I didn't know Netflix could do that.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, everybody watches Netflix. So why are they? Well, I guess they're purchasing things. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't either. But I hear a lot of people do. It's cheaper than cable. I mean, cable is so outrageously expensive, which it just baffles me how people can afford, you know, $300 a month in cables with your telephone bills and everything. It just amazes me, these costs. It's mind-boggling.
Well, I don't know, but some people I know that I guess really get into the TV thing, and I do like to watch History Channel and learn some things time and time. But as far as movies, tell you the truth, most of them make me mad because they're usually full of cussing and sex and all kinds of things. I don't watch them. I like to watch something that's going to maybe give me some knowledge on something or something's interesting. Some people may not like that, but I do. That's why that's when I get to watch TV. I like to watch it, or maybe an old John Wayne Western. I can handle that. So,
well, you know, here's some interesting news. This is out from the New York Post. North Korea sends the United States $2 million medical bill for Otto Wambier's care. The North Korea slapped the U.S. with a $2 million bill for the hospital care of Otto, forcing an American official to sign a pledge to fork over the money before being allowed to fly the comatose student back from Pyongyang in 2017. The invoice,
wow.
The invoice ended up at the Treasury Department, where it remained unpaid throughout 2017. It was unclear whether President Trump ultimately paid the bill or whether it came up in the run-up to the president's two summits with Kim Jong-un. The White House has declined to comment to the newspaper about the bill, which was not previously disclosed. We do not comment on hostage negotiations, which is why they have been so successful during this administration. And that is from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who wrote in an email to the New York Post. So that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. And speaking of the Koreas, of course, North Korea, Un just kind of, I guess you say slapped the U.S. right in the face. You know, dumped us in a deal with Trump and went to Russia. I assume to make a deal. Who knows what? But you think about that. Korea, I think, is what, the fourth most powerful military in the world, North Korea. So Russia would be the second. They'd be the fourth, and China would be the third. Why don't they link up together? Could that be a powerful enemy?
Yeah, absolutely it would be. But you know what's interesting, you know, and I guess this is all propaganda, so we really don't know which is which, but, you know, they supposedly Putin is saying that he's willing to share the details with the United States about the summit today. And supposedly Putin said that Kim has urged him to explain North Korea's position to President Trump, and that North Korea said that they would completely denuclearize if he would get an ironclad security guarantee. But I'm not quite sure where he wants those ironclad security guarantees coming from. Most likely Russia and China, I guess. I don't know. But so it is kind of interesting to see exactly. Putin stressed that Moscow and Washington both want North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons. But Putin also said the security guarantees Kim demands in exchange should be underwritten by multiple countries. As you said, now that brings them all together, hinting at an arrangement like the six-nation talks Russia participated until their collapse in 2009. So,
well, you know, you wonder, too, how do you get an ironclad guarantee? Administrations change.
Yeah.
How do you know the next one's going to keep that guarantee? There's no such thing as ironclad guarantee. You know that.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on. That's way above my pay grade. But I just know that there's no such thing as ironclad guarantee. So it may sound good, and maybe he thinks he can get it, but I don't see it happening.
No. No, I don't either. So, yeah, real interesting two-day summit with Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un.
And I will...
But, you know, I said that on Tuesday, though. What do they want? They want that pipeline flowing from Russia through North Korea to South Korea. So they don't care what the United States, you know, it's going to be offered to the United States. You either go along with us or we're going to do it anyway. We don't have any control over them anymore.
No, we don't. No. You know, when Trump went over there and he met with Uns, what, a year and a half so ago, I really thought maybe they worked something out. I really thought, well, maybe there is some hope there. But now that North Korea and South Korea is reunited, North Korea just snubbed their nose at us. Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, that's what they wanted.
They wanted
some kind of peace between themselves.
Yep. And I hear the music already. That was a very fast hour. Thank you, Butch, for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Listeners. And listeners, thank you. And I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.